Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Boy, love me, love forever. I hate this line, and I wrote this song. I don't know. But hey, okay, Ilona Europa, Accent On. What can I say? I'm in very, very good mood, and people soon find out why. I have a guest in the studio. Even when I met her for maybe 5 minutes a few weeks ago, and today I met her maybe for 10 minutes ago, she already knows half of my life. And I don't know what to say. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. She's Polish, although I will call her woman of the world, maybe, and we find out why. What is your name?
Hi, I'm Catherine LeBlanc.
Okay, this is so cool, because when you hear a Polish lady who says, my name is Catherine LeBlanc, and it's like, huh? Okay, one more time. I love your name. I love... doesn't sound Polish. No, LeBlanc is not Polish. Why?
Yeah, it's not Polish. It's my artist name. So it's the name that I was choosing for me.
The same like me. Of course, I'm not Ilona Europa. I have like many names. Some of them I want to forget. But Ilona Europa, I chose for myself. And I think that was a very, very nice choice, because when I sing, I have an accent sometimes. And a lot of DJs, especially DJs, when they play my music, it's like, oh, she has an accent. But then when I add Europa, I say, oh, she has European accent. And that was like a big plus, you know. Then... But Catherine, in Polish, there will be Katarzyna, Kasia.
Yeah, Kasia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get closer to the microphone. We want to hear your voice. Uh-huh. People, I hope everybody went to Accent On, to my Facebook page, and just saw the beauty of your face, eyes. I will say most of Polish ladies are gorgeous. But you have this aura of something gentle, special, very deep thinking, and I'm not sure if you are a very positive and happy person, but I really, really think you're melancholic a little bit. You're a thinker, but I don't know you, but that's what I'm telling to the world. And now you tell me Ilona is not true. That's not true. If I will ask Catherine, who are you?
Yeah, who am I? That's a very good question. I'm a traveler through this world and space and universe, I would say. And, you know, I want to share with the people what I bring to this world. And I always ask myself, who am I? And I think I'm in a constant transformational process. I'm an actress. I'm an artist. So it's the beauty of transforming, changing yourself, discovering. So I'm so much. I can't just answer this question with a couple of sentences. I'm so much, and sometimes I feel like I'm nothing, and sometimes I'm everything. So it's a work in progress.
That's why you are with me on Accent On, because saying that you are so much, and that is almost hard to describe. Every day you are something else in a way. That's what probably makes people who listen to our show very, very interesting topic, because we know what's going on right now on radio and TV. Everybody's talking about woman power and problems that ladies have sometimes to show how strong they could be, or just fight for their own rights. And doesn't really matter what the rights are, because we are not only talking about sexuality or stuff. It's not about that. It's about day-to-day survivor, being a mother, being the dreamer, being the beautiful lady, and still being tired but looking hot and gorgeous, and just, you know, just being everything. And sometimes, like you say, you wake up, you say, oh my gosh, I feel like a little bit less of what you're supposed to be. Then is this the modern woman right now? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a big part of our life to redefine who we are, to discover who we can be. So it's a very, very, very interesting time. I believe we were always fighting. We women, this is nothing new. We were always fighting for our rights. So this is nothing really new. But now it's a very interesting time because we have achieved so much already.
It's hard to silence.
And also it's what we see now, what we haven't seen until now is that this is a work that comes from very deep inside. So we have to get to know ourselves. We have to get to know our power, who we are, what we can do. It's not really a fight anymore, it's not just an outside thing. It's not an outside against what I don't know, powers or whatever, institutions. It's something that we have to be very clear about on the inside and then going out with this on the outside. I think that's a very important time to see this is an inside job.
Because you are a creator, you are also a filmmaker, you are a producer, you are an actor, and I'm sure you are a writer in a way. You know what you want to show, and you know what you want people to find out when you are producing, when you put up a movie, whatever it would be. You need to be deep thinker. And again, we are in Hollywood, we are in Los Angeles, and I want to rewind our conversation to your childhood because you are the woman of the world, like I say. A lot of people are coming here from all around the world, and they're bringing the greatness of the roots, of the travels to America, and then they just make this country just richer because of people like us, who come from somewhere else. But your life, could you tell us a little bit? Your life is very unusual.
I grew up traveling. I grew up in different countries. I later for myself traveled because of my job. So I was always an actress, although I studied, I went to college in between. But basically, I was always an actress, so I did theater most of the time in Europe. I was traveling with this. Being married to a conductor, that means even more traveling. And I can say crazy life, theater, film, movies, as you said, producing, writing, and shaping then my personality, being interested in the arts and different other things and
but
studying.
But when this came from, because I mentioned to you half of my life very fast, in very fast speed, but I don't know where I had the courage in me to become an artist in Poland. It's the very beautiful very beautiful country filled with amazing, strong ladies and gentlemen too, of course. But our history shapes us who we are, and grandparents and parents give us their little warning, and we are always looking behind, we had what's going on behind our backs. We are just aware of situation in the world. I think children are raised, very nicely, thinking that family matters, and I think women always were working. I don't remember too many of my friends not working, studying. I was in music academy too. But my parents were blue collars, working people. But they somehow, somewhere, they had these two girls who loved to sing. And they had no money for that, but they somehow found a way to find the music school and then had a conversation with very, important people in the school and not even knowing what to ask a professor from music school. But they say, oh, they have beautiful voices. We'll let them play violin. Let them play violins. We had no choice because nobody had money for piano, to practice. We mother could afford violin. Then both of us were practicing for 6 years, on this instrument. Didn't love too much. I would prefer always piano. But like I say, somehow we were protected because culture and sport, that was something very important in my country. I remember that children like me, they were loved in mm-hmm. special way. And I had nice teachers who always were pushing me to sing on, you know, some school events. And they were very proud that I can entertain schools. But you were, how old you were when you left Poland?
I was 7 years old.
Then did you have a chance there to entertain a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah? Was it your mommy and daddy? Who was the person who gave you this,
You know, it just came out of me. So I was always, I think I was born like singing, performing.
And no mama, no daddy, no grandma, nobody was in music business?
Nobody was in music business. And I was just like, I was crazy. Yeah. They thought I'm crazy because I was all the time dancing, singing, never wanted to go to sleep and creating and also doing a lot of theater where I positioned my sister and forced her to be in the play.
You already were ordering her around.
So, yeah.
She was older or younger?
Younger.
Hi, sister. What is her name?
Doing Patricia. Hi, I have Patricia. Two sisters, Patricia and Anne-Marie.
Wonderful.
And it just came out of me. So my parents, they tried to stop me, and they wanted me to study like law or medicine, something real and nice. And I was just born with this. So
and two of your sisters,
they are not performers. No, it's just me.
Okay, that's wonderful. So now they have the trouble on their hands. All the gift, yeah. I will say, because I don't think so. Parents really. Who see the daughter who is so beautiful and wants to be an actor and has a, you know, ear for the singing and being just happy overall, then the parents need to give in and say, okay, how can we help? But you moved out of Poland to another country.
We moved out to another country. So my parents, the good thing was that my parents were very, very busy with setting up our new life there. So they didn't have too much time to care about me. So, which
okay, no, but moving, you didn't know the language. Yes,
I didn't know the language.
Did you move to Germany? Where did you move?
First, we moved to Germany, and so I was always thrown into the language, into the school, which made me kind of a survivor. Mm. They just brought me to school and said, "Okay, here you are, you know, like three sentences, and that's it, basically." So there was no international school or something like this. So I had to survive. I remember that I didn't understand one word, which helped me to, I believe, to develop other senses.
Absolutely.
So I communicated with my with the kids through drawing. I was drawing a lot, painting a lot, singing a lot, dancing. So I learned how to express myself even more through the arts. And I can say the arts saved my life.
Oh, wow. That's a really, really... I need to talk about this, because if somebody says, save my life,
saved
you
my
were
life.
In a moment that you were depressed, you had issues with this. Why do you say so seriously?
Oh, I had several moments in my life where I was depressed, but I think as a child, when you escape from a country and you leave everything behind you, everything you love and everything that was your life, and you suddenly have nothing anymore. You know, so that's why I'm saying the imagination, the singing, the beauty of the music, also the storytelling. You're creating a new world. I was creating a new world for myself. Mm. That's why I'm saying it saved my life at that time, and then several times in my life more where I had really difficult times. Challenging times, and always going back to acting, always going back to the arts, because when you do acting, for me, it's a way to express my deepest feelings, but also not just my feelings, but also feelings of characters.
Yeah.
And when you discover you're not alone, and other people are going through maybe stronger, deeper challenges, You connect, and this is part of a healing. So for me, the arts or acting is not, it's not just acting.
Because you need to talk to young people.
Yeah.
Do you have
I'm doing this.
You're doing that?
Yeah, I'm talking to young people. I mean, I'm going to like my kids' schools where I was talking.
Wonderful.
And I was coaching people for a while, but I stopped doing this because
there is no time. I'm so focused on acting. And being an actor in LA takes a lot of time and
the highway,
the highway, and constant training to keep up. So this is what I love. But I mean, talking to kids, talking to people, yes, definitely, this will be more.
Gosh, yeah. I love we have this hour with you, and honestly, you make me calm because I'm more hyper than you. You are more. Settle with your thoughts, but I agree with you 100% on everything, except I'm more nervous than you. Always, everything is for me like, oh, I discovered this, I discovered that. But really, you already, you are like settled in yourself. You just really know that acting and being an actor, this is really why you are here on this earth, yes, made you who you are, and you are always discovering deeper and deeper that you are changing or that you think you are already built and you can say, okay, I know who I am.
I know who I am, but at the same time, I'm changing constantly. So it's really interesting. There is something inside of us. It's the essence. And when we are connecting to this essence, then I believe we can do everything.
Do you remember first time when you felt you are an actor, you become one?
I was when I was a little child.
You never doubted in yourself. No, you didn't wait for somebody to tell you, oh, you're good, you're good, you're good. Because I don't judge myself too much. And some people can say maybe this, I'm arrogant, but when they know me, better they know it's not about it. I'm just reassuring myself that I'm just trying always do the best. But with acting, it's so many people that can judge you and so many people can replace you oh, maybe this.
All the time.
Really?
All the time. But I must say, I have had a very tough mother and a very strict education. And my mom told me, whom I love very much,
of course,
for this too. I asked her when I was a teenager, why are you so tough to us? Why are you so really very tough? And she told me, because then later in life, nothing can happen to you anymore.
Wow.
So she sometimes throwed us in a really ice cold water. And she said to me, and now see how you survive. So this was part of my childhood, part of my teenage years. And this shaped me. So later when I went to acting school and people were judging me, teachers or whatever, the professors, you know how this goes. You know, I was not taking it serious. I was like not identifying myself with this. And it's until now, for sure, we have moments where we're okay, yes, someone says something and you break down inside. For sure, I have had those moments. But basically, I don't care about other people's opinions because there are too many opinions, and people just see you through their eyes and not how 100%. You really are. So there is always something that people add on to you or be triggered by you or something like this. So I don't do this anymore. I don't.
Then you don't care if somebody, when you go to audition, because probably you still are going, and it's like somebody else. I don't either. I always teach my child, somebody needs to win, somebody needs to get it, you know. Then if that's not our time today, the next time will happen. But don't forget, that's how I talk to my daughter and myself too for all my life. You know, I just need to not forget that I want so much still to achieve some goals that are burning in me. And I, like I say, my ex-husband hated when I always dreaming, say, I want a Grammy on a wall. And obviously he was looking at me like, where this dream comes from? And I didn't care if it's me singing song and winning Grammy. It's if I write even song that somebody will be nominated or something, that's so close to my dream, to knowing that my development is prized by audience. Because it's not really about pleasing the movie, the makers, you know, the puppeteers. It's just really knowing that you did great job and mass. I love pop songs, that means masses, you know. It's harder for me to please maybe very artsy world because I am all about happy for everybody.
Yeah, but what you do with your songs is you move people, right?
Yeah.
You do, so the songs do something with the people.
Yeah.
So this is with me the same. whenever I have the feeling I'm doing something that moves people, that makes people survive, that makes people happy, that inspires people. This is something so that's for me, that's my purpose. So I'm here to, it's part of the.
But you are a movie maker, you are producing movies and shorts, and you have, you know, when you do short movie, you have certain amount of short time, that you really need to get across every emotions that you wanted, you know, and it's storytelling. This is like a song that is 3.5 minutes, or is good or bad, and need to have this hook that everybody wants to sing, need to grow, and they need to, you know, still be in the memory. It's tough. People maybe say, I really believe that people supposed to go to special theater that only short movies are shown. Because you can just see them in 2 hours. You can see 5-6 of them or whatever and go through these emotions of somebody else, how they perceive the world. Then if I can ask you, you as a producer of short movies, can you tell us where this came from? What was the first movie that you really produced, and why?
To create my little worlds. So it's a very personal thing to do short movies. My first short was Nadia y Victor. It's a little love story that I wanted to show of two people that cannot get together. it's just a little observation of my life, of other people's life, and I just wanted to show this little thing, what I have perceived, what I have observed, and just share this with some people. So making shorts, I'm not making a lot of shorts, I just like did some of them, and the reason is a very personal reason. It's to try myself out, to see how can I bring what I have on my mind, how can I bring this on paper, how can I bring this into reality.
From
beginning till end. It's so much fun for me to do this. It's so much fun to create. I love to create and to manifest something that I have on my mind. So I will do more of this. But for now, that's what drives me.
Wonderful. And as an actor, today's 2017, almost 2018. I know you're busy. We all are busy. All women are busy. And we didn't even start to talk that you are mama. You're beautiful mama. And you have two beautiful children. And yes, you are also wife. Yes, your husband has... he's traveling a lot. His business takes him as a conductor, music conductor, all around the world. You have a children that you need to take care of. Then it's not easy for you anymore to just, okay, let's, dear husband, I'm there with you. But how often you all are traveling together?
Never. Since my career is so busy and so important to me, we are not traveling together anymore.
And listen to everybody who will listen, who listens to my show, please hope a lot of people will download this show, because I think this show is very personal for me too. You know, you say wisdoms, some line of wisdoms or whatever the English sentence will say that I cannot say correctly, but sorry, that's how I speak. But fact is that strength of the woman, dream of the woman, and feeling like you have a right to create and from beginning till end, that's a so hard process. You allowed yourself in a way to allow your husband to have career on his own, and you are taking care of your career. Because I don't think so that he's intertwined with what you do too much.
Oh, totally not. No, we have different, really different lives.
And you don't conduct.
He was never asking me for permission, and I was never asking him for permission either.
Now, so listen to people. I'm just, she's saying some really good things, because these things can happen. And a lot of husbands, a lot of wives, they are scared and they think they need to give up or give in. Sometimes, yes, but sometimes, why? You know, everything can work the certain ways, and we all can just make our life the way how we want. And it's not easy. I'm sure it's not easy, because still you have two babies with you, and they are not babies anymore.
No.
You have the big serious dreams. You are in Hollywood, in Los Angeles, you know, and you're gorgeous, and you need to be very independent. It's not like somebody's caring about us too much here.
You know, I'm a full-time working woman for years now, and I can say I'm independent in, on every level in my life. And it was a very conscious decision that I made to do so, to be so, to live so. That's just my nature. That's how I like it. And
what is your zodiac?
Aquarius.
Oh, okay. That's I don't know, because some people say, no, this is not too strong.
Aquarius
zodiac.
Strong. It's very strong.
And you have when your husband, I don't know if people, I don't really believe in stuff like that, but it's just a lot of people say, hey, you what?
Oh yeah, that's
just,
you believe a in lot that? Of, yeah, I believe in this, okay. Yeah. There is a lot of truth.
Then you chose well with your husband, Zodiac?
I don't know.
Okay, good. We are leaving this way. But now, if I can say, your projects, give me some samplers. What you are working on right now?
Yeah, so at the moment I'm concentrating on being a commercial actress. This is at the moment. So I'm diving very deep into this, and this is a completely different world than movie, TV show or film. I'm preparing two other movies. Unfortunately, I cannot talk about this.
Yes.
This is in preparation, and as you know, we are not allowed pretty often before the... or even if we are in productions, we're not allowed to talk about this. So I cannot say that much, but also what I can say to just let all the other actors out there know, auditioning is a full-time job. So being prepared, being well-prepared, working on your craft. I'm a member of an acting studio, which means the world to me and is like a second home to me. It's the Anthony Gilardi Acting Studio. We also have a nonprofit organization. It is called HippoLife, where we go out and help other people, like children in schools, teaching them arts, teaching them acting, supporting them. So my acting coach, Anthony, invented this, and so we are going out constantly and
wow,
doing good things with this. And that's a full-time job too. So,
And you have two children. Can
I
you mention their names?
But, you know, they are teenagers. So,
yeah.
Helena is my daughter and Laurent is my son. And they're both also artists. And but they are teenagers. They are... they have their own like worlds. And my daughter, she's a composer. She's a writer. And she's in her own world. She doesn't want to share too much with me regarding her artistic process.
But you hear her playing. That what type of music she's
Not really,
playing?
Not really.
She
she's
likes
like
to be alone.
Keeping. She's keeping it for herself, and I totally understand that.
Is she singing too?
She's singing. Yeah.
Wow.
A lot. She was always singing, and so singing is really like playing piano, singing.
That's
very
a very,
very big thing. Yes.
You don't know big part of my life, but most of artists that I'm developing, they are between age of 15 to 21. And I produce albums and stuff like that, but you're really being a composer already.
Yeah,
which means
you have to meet
much,
her.
I would love to. Means that she has a lot of to say.
Yes,
know, when
she
it comes
has a lot to
music.
Say.
And
yeah.
I agree
she
with
has
her.
A lot to say.
If you hear us, Helena?
Helena, yeah.
Yeah, Helena. I never sang in front of my parents, too. That was the toughest audience for me, and
yes.
I loved my parents so, so much. But because I was so attached to their faces, heart, and every emotions, it just drove me crazy to sing. My daddy never really heard me in the shows live. He saw me on TV a lot, and he was okay. He said, you know, when I look at TV, it's not like you. Like, you are a stranger. Then I can take it. But when I see, you know, I don't want to. Mama was everywhere with me later when I started being more known, and she was sewing dresses for me and preparing me as a really cute young singer. Then, yeah, I love to have mom later. But I needed to scratch first for this level of feeling like I'm a singer. And then mama was with me. Then
yeah.
I understand your daughter. But your son, he likes acting, yes?
He likes acting, yeah. He's not forcing it. But... you know, he wanted to always to be an architect and a pilot, so that was his goal. But one day he met Al Pacino, and it's such a cute story because Al Pacino, some people went to him and they made pictures, and I was asking him, "Don't you want to have a picture with Al?" And he said to me, "You know what? He looks so tired. Maybe next time."
Wow.
And he heard it, and he came over, and he said to him, "You know what? You're such a cool guy."
Wow.
And he said to him, "I see your personality, and I see you will be an actor." So this is such a cute little story.
It's a beautiful story. You know, beautiful because your son understood, because he sees you probably working acting, he knows it's a real job.
Yes, he knows it's a real job, and he saw him. So he is good in seeing people, and he's good in listening. So he saw him, and so they were chatting.
He respected his space.
That's such a cute story, because after that he was impressed of Al's personality, and so after that he said, "You know what, Mom? Okay, I can do it from time to time."
Wonderful.
But it's not for my life.
Yeah.
So
you never know. You know, let them
No,
play.
You never know, but yes. That's what he said. So he's going out for auditions, he's in a training, and he's having fun with it.
He has agent?
He has wonderful agents and wonderful manager. She's also my manager, Terry Maraca. And we love her a lot because she's really taking care of her artists in a wonderful, wonderful, human, warm, caring way. And this is rare in Hollywood, not just in Hollywood, I would say in the world.
Yeah.
So it's like, feels like family.
Wonderful. Okay, we'll take a little bit break and I can, what I can play? What type of music do you like? Slow, happy, rock?
You know, I love your temperament, and something.
Okay. I'll play for you.
That shows your temperament and your vibes. So something.
Okay, easy come, easy go.
Great.
That's
sounds
a perfect tag. Ilona Europa and Josh Harris. Thank you for this moment.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said. Maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said. Sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I try to understand.
Sometimes love's a game we play in many different ways. I believe I try to understand you this time again. Anyway.
Dedicate this song to every ladies who are fighting some little troubles in life, because you know what, we need to be stronger every day. And fact is that this is almost required of us. Michelle Obama posted some cool article about that we are requiring from our daughters to be a strong woman. And we do not require too much from our boys that we are raising to be coming equal fighters. We believe like we need to protect our sons more, and ladies are, the young ladies feel like they need to carry more on their arms. Do you agree with this? Because you have son and daughter, now you know both worlds. Do you think that you are protecting your son because for whatever reason the mother's love is softer?
No.
Because you are European?
I'm not protecting. I'm treating both equally, and
And when you see, because you know you are raising two children, and the characters always are different, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And do you think that they both will be able to fight for their own dreams on their own?
Oh, totally. Yes, yes. They are already born like this. Especially my daughter. She's a fighter and very independent.
Wonderful. Yeah, easy come, easy go. But you know what? We need to pick ourselves up and just start all over if something happened. And that's for sure what we do. You know, you are so pretty. Mm-hmm. You know you are, and there's nothing wrong with that. You are a very gorgeous lady. And do you have some magic advice for all of us? And tell us, how do you taking care of yourself?
You know, I believe happiness, and this is the true essence of life. Not just happiness, but also being happy with yourself, finding what you like, the inside work. So I'm doing a lot of inside work.
You do? Okay, no, talk to us, because that's cool. We want to know, again, you are a thinker, you are the really filmmaker, you are an actor, you need a feel for somebody else, you need to feel for yourself, you need to create in your mind a new reality, new vision. This is all is above and beyond what, like, I don't want to say normal us are, because, but really, you're a little above, you have the gift, you know. And then now you need to wake up and you say, I still need to take care of myself, take care of my happiness and stuff. How do you do that?
You know, I have two different things. I work a lot with shamanic medicine.
Interesting.
So recently, a couple of months ago, I discovered shamanic medicine that is called Kambu. It is a detox for body, mind, and soul. And I'm very
much... Okay, more. We need to know more. we need to know more. You know, you are saying something. Then I have so many beautiful people coming and just giving us beautiful advices. Is this all about psychic?
No.
Our well-being, our food intake? What is this?
So
Kambu?
Yeah, Kambu, it's basically a frog medicine. It's a frog medicine. It's a medicine from a sacred, I believe it's a very sacred, wonderful frog.
Everybody's going and Kambu. Has two O's. How do you spell it?
K-A-M-B-O.
I will post about this on Facebook too.
Please.
So it's a beautiful medicine. It's a
helps
cleanser.
Helps you with what?
Sorry?
Cleans your...
Yeah, it's a detox. It's a deep detox. So it's nothing like psychedelic or something like this. It's just a pure detox for the body and also for the mind and for the soul, because our soul and our mind, we have so many influences.
So much. We are so tired
of
this last month.
There is sometimes so much going on that I had the feeling, I mean, we all have, I believe, the feeling from time to time, we just can't digest more, we can't take things anymore. And so I'm always looking for things that help me to clean my energy field, to clean my soul, to clean my heart too, because we carry so much in our hearts.
Yeah, and the TV, are you watching TV? Are you watching news all the time? Are you aggravated? Because
no.
I need to stop doing
no,
that.
No, I'm not it's watching like the news. I'm just watching things that I, in particular, have to watch, want to watch. So I'm not, I don't have time to watch this TV. So,
And your children, because the world is ugly now.
No, my children don't watch.
They don't also. No. Good for you. No, that's great advice. There's nothing wrong with that. If is working for you, because I know.
I mean, they watch their things, like they have some TV shows that they watch, but we don't even have a TV at home, so there is nothing that can run. So they watch their things, they are connected, they have their games, they have their things going on, but they don't just sit in front of something. I raised them to be independent in their thinking, and also it has to do with making choices, what you watch, what you listen to.
Love it. It's just great advice. This world is too fast. We forget that the children are beat up with the news. Yeah. And they're afraid even more than us. I am so afraid of, like I say, your daughter is driving already.
No, she's not driving. She doesn't want to.
You know I'm saying? Nothing wrong with nothing wrong with that. 18 years old child being alone, you know, in a car.
Yeah.
And it's just so strange, you know, for mother too. But most people think, wow, I'm 16, I'm supposed to already, you know, be independent. No, 16, you're very young, you know. Oh, we are overprotected. No, I don't think so.
I mean, she had a choice. It's just she didn't want to.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet, she said. Not,
no. Very, very smart. Yeah. Okay, then when you have, seems like if they don't watch TV and you are finding the peace in you, because you are, seems like you are, I don't know how to say, relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get pissed too?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
What sets you off the most?
Injustice or other people's aggressiveness. But the worst is ignorance.
Yeah.
That's the worst for me. This brings me into... That's a big trigger for me. Yeah. Ignorance. So, yeah.
Which means how we can find you, because maybe people want to talk to you not only about movies. Maybe they want to ask you for some advice. So you never know. But if somebody wants to contact you,
sure.
How we can find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, on Instagram.
What is the best way?
On my website, there is also a contact. So the best, Facebook, Instagram, Catherine LeBlanc.
Catherine LeBlanc. I just love it. I want to, of course, know why LeBlanc. That's very, very beautiful name. I honestly makes you a star already when you say this name. It's just very stardom-like.
It just came up because I had the feeling, being Polish and being from the northern part of Poland, from Gdańsk, I had the feeling we are so mixed up, like Germans, Polish, and then some French and whatever in our family. So I don't know, it just came up one day, and it was not a dream, but like an insight that I had. And
it was like when you were, how old you were when you picked this name?
I was 30 something.
Lovely.
So I had another artist name before that. So I was always creating names for myself. I mean, my first name, Catherine, obviously, that's a name I'm keeping my whole life. But then the second name I was changing. Yeah.
Wonderful. Then last question. We know you talk about your soul and you tell us that you are raising your children your own ways. And seems like they don't have problem with that, yes? they are schooled in an artistic school. Your daughter, yes, she's in a music school.
No, she's not in a music school. She's in a school for kids that are working in the entertainment industry. It's a very small school. It's called Brighton Hall. And it's beautiful. So the kids are enjoying an academic program, a wonderful one. But then in the afternoon, they have off to pursue their dreams, to have their acting lessons or music lessons or whatever they're doing.
Wow.
So
they're
school. It's amazing.
Both of them are.
Yeah, both of them. So that in the afternoon, it's a very adjusted schedule to their needs. So it's beautiful for kids that are going in this direction.
And they're far away from your place. How do they drive to?
It's like okay. I'm moving closer. I need to drive.
Yes,
I still need to drive them, but I'm getting there.
Okay. Now, because we have 5 minutes, if it's anything that you would like people to know about you, what this would be? Something that we miss for this hour.
Oh my God! You know, I always have so much to say and to share. And
if you will not be an actor, if you will not be a film producer, if you will need to choose another profession, what this would be?
I would be a doctor or a lawyer.
Wow!
Yes, because I would love to travel around and help people. I would probably be a healer in a way, a healer.
Wow.
So behind my acting, very, very deep inside, it's always about healing something, no matter on what character I'm working on, no matter what I'm doing. It has always to do about healing, sharing, connecting, because in our world we are so disconnected. And I wish that the arts brings more people together and shows us more how to connect. So many people don't know how to connect.
Yeah.
So because connection is life, and everything, like the wonderful Jane Goodall said, everything is interconnected. So I totally 100% agree. And we have to learn how to live like this. How to live like we are connected and not just an isolated person running around and doing crazy things.
And judging people.
So we have to be very, very careful.
I found out sometimes people want to get together only for this reason. When they split for after meeting, they have something to talk about, and mostly it's negative. I'm like, why? You know, it's like just having a friendships. I still don't know, because maybe I'm European. But when I come back to Europe, and you probably when you come back to Europe too, you know, the friendships never die. They never die.
No.
It's just I when I say in my head name of my friends, I always smile. I just don't even, and sometimes I don't talk to them for 6 months, 7 months. Doesn't really matter when pick up the Skype or something. We are, you know, mumbling on Messenger or something. It's just happiness, full happiness that I got connected, that I. Yes. I'm connected with them.
So whenever we have this connection, we are happier.
Alive.
We are alive, and we feel also understood. And this is a very, very, very important part of us being human beings, to understand, to connect, and to reconnect to people.
And feel that we have a right to be happy, not to feel like, oh, we have a right to feel unhappy. I think also somebody, I talked to my daughter about this very similar few nights, how fast we need to really get out of complaining.
Yeah,
because that's another thing that I think we don't call this unhappy, but we learn to just complain and do nothing about it and stay in this position. Some neurological doctors, they say that really neurologically the negatives that we are bringing over and over create some destruction in our brain, and we need to break the cycle, you know, and just
that's true.
Think happy. Happy is good.
Yeah, so you know, the expectations on us human beings are very high.
Yeah.
But that's why we're here for. We are here to fail. We are here to learn. We are here to go through challenges.
And also know that the small things in cumulative make us happier than a big one. I really believe.
That's beautifully said. And I believe that's the most important, not the big thing. Because what is the big thing? The big thing is all those small things together.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, then we still have maybe two more minutes.
Yeah,
and
wonderful.
If I can tell people, I know that our listeners like the show because we are so personal and we are talking about everything. You know, it's just not
it's very personal.
It's not typical
it's
interview.
It's very personal. It's beautiful.
And the next time when you come and we'll be talking about project, we'll stay for 10 more seconds on the project. But really the human, I think, behind the microphone, what makes us happy to listen to somebody's story. And I'm hoping people fall in love with you and they will right away run and just check your Facebook and all this social media to just know you better. And please, please, you know, just do this, people. We, as Europeans in America, we are trying to really give people little like pointers. The little things matter, the family matters, the smile matter, your own way, how to raise children matters. It's a little different from what TV says, but children will not say no to that because when they see that mama is doing a good job and daddy is doing a good job, they want to do the same, you know. And, I don't know, mother in me.
Yeah, I think the best way of teaching children is to by living it yourself. So
that they can look at you so and they are proud of mommy and daddy.
You cannot teach something that you are not. So
beautiful
so,
line.
Basically, you need to work on yourself in every stage in your life and not on the outside things or on education. Education of you can always read something but the core, it comes from very deep inside. So when you have ideas about yourself, about your world, you can be sure that somehow you give it to your kids without even talking about it.
Yeah.
So
100%. I don't know. I found new friend, I'm hoping, and I hope people fall in love with you. Can you spell your name for everybody again? Spell?
Spell it, yeah. CATHRINE and then LEVLANC.
And everybody who would like to know websites again or just want to download our show, in 2 hours probably will be downloadable on latalkradio.com, accent on, scroll down. On the top will be our show, and I know a lot of people is downloading our shows, and I'm very, very thankful for that. And please listen to us. And Catherine, I'm hoping you'll bring your maybe daughter one day or son, because maybe they have that point of view, and just it's interesting to learn your dynamics, you know, in your home. Maybe they are more private even than you. What did I do? Why did I start playing my own song? I'm fading out. I can fade out myself. I can fade out people. I can stop talking and my music start playing. Okay, easy come, easy go. Today, easy come and easy go. Our show is almost over. Catherine, I'm so happy to know you.
And thank you.
Also, you and I, we were awarded on Polish,
yes,
18
we
Polish
were.
Film
that's,
Festival
that's,
Los
that's
Angeles.
That's our bond. That's our bond.
And that's how I met you, you know. I was very shocked. I didn't know we got beautiful awards.
Yes.
For the
it was
the
a
promoting.
Surprise for all of us,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. You too?
Yeah.
I
was totally surprised. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I didn't want to go on the stage first because I was like, this can't be me. So.
Yeah, me too. Then again, people don't know what we are talking about, but we had for a few weeks lot of guests, filmmakers for the 18th Polish Film Festival LA, and every year we have a lot of people, and we have of course Władek Juszkiewicz, who is a director of this festival for so many years, and he just forgot to tell us, but he created the book and we are there all over, and I was like, wow, good that I looked good on most of the picture because you are gorgeous, but with me sometimes, you know, it's like I would be angry. But anyway, I look good on almost every picture. It's like, yes, an award. So sweet. And thank you so much. Sometimes good things happen for good people, and we are working.
Thank you, Ilona. It was such a pleasure meeting you. You are so inspiring, and it's I c- don't want to even stop talking to you. And it's so exciting.
Because you come back and you have somebody that you would like to bring to studio and you would like them to talk to us about their project, your projects.
Absolutely.
Interesting people. We always, always welcome. Thank you so much. Right now, Accent On says bye-bye, Ilona Europa and Catherine LeBlanc also. And we'll hear each other next Monday.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.